Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Shalom Yisrael. Yabarak you all. You may be seated. It is certainly a great privilege, one of the most profound honors, to be called a son of Almighty Yah, knowing that we have been purchased by the precious dam, the blood, that was poured out on Calvary for our sins. We have been purchased by a living testimony, and that truth is Yahshua. This is a world today that is depraved. It has no true concept as to whom Yahweh is. It's gone off in its own tangent, trying to find Him, trying to seek some form of God form. But they do not know Yahweh. Only the few will be saved. So that's why we must yashab, or endure until the end. We must endure the great battles that will confront us, that will try to afflict our minds and afflict us, that we will stand steadfast with great assurance. Because there are all kinds of doctrines of divinations that have gone forth today. Powers of hell, demonic forces, to cause man to move in this imaginary type of realm. Man today, these are the things that are deceiving him, because everything in his concept today is based upon what he imagines. It's not based upon truth. But the truth of Yahweh will always make us free from those bondages that captivate us. And this is a generation that is bound by the power of darkness. We that declare that we are the sons of Israel and the daughters of Zion, we must begin to stand in His truth. We are a weak people. We are emaciated. I mean that we have no strength to endure. And it's a sad commentary. When we are not eating the living bread or the host day, then we can expect that. Because we're eating all kinds of doctrines and all kinds of imaginations, then we don't have the fullness of His strength. And we need the fullness of His strength in this hour. For there's a great battle that we are in. We have not just seen the full manifestation of the battle. For the enemy is toiling to secure the very minds of the people today. And we must resist every power of hell, every doctrine that has been created from the bellies of hell. We must resist it. And our doctrines flow from our own rebelliousness and our own sin. Because we believe what we think. And in our minds we believe that it is a strength unto us. But it's actually a devastation. And it destroys us, and we become Torah-less. We have not the power of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. We must abide in the strength of Almighty Yah. We must. We cannot stand in the constitution of our own minds. There's a constitution that is greater than any of our righteousness. There's a constitution that supersedes all of our just deeds and our just ways. Because He is just. Yah has justified His people in the atonement of the blood of Yahshua. That is your only justification. You have no other justification. Without that atonement, you are not justified. And the enemy sees that. He sees the fragile nature of the people of Yah. And the reason we are fragile is because we cannot receive the instructions of Yahweh. We cannot hear what He commands us. We cannot lay hold unto the statutes of Yah. And so we go about forming our own opinion, our own judgments, and they are erroneous, they're wrong, they're corrupt, they're vile, and they corrupt us. We must be led by the Ru'ah of Yah. And we know what the Ruach of Yahweh will do. Will lead us into the power of His truth. And the power of His truth separates us and make us free from the bondage of this corrupt world. America is going down into the gully of hell. Nothing is going to save her. Nothing at all. You don't have to receive it. She is a vile nation. She's corrupt. She's wicked. Everything she does is putrefying. We cannot be a partaker of her vile actions and her deeds. We do not identify with America. I do not. I identify with the son of Yah. I identify with the seed of Yisrael. I do not identify with this place. I'm just a homeborn one of this nation. But my birth is in Yahshua. We have our birth in New Jerusalem. She is going down to the gully of hell because of all of her wickedness. And what things she spew out of her. She is corrupt. And if we are partake of her, we will be corrupt as well. Come on, Deacon Horn. He's going to speak. Let us all receive our deacon with a hearty hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, hallelujah.
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 I want to thank Yahweh, Barakim, for this another day that He has made. That He has allowed me to live to see another evening. Hallelujah. I want to deal with a certain word tonight, saints. And I pray that just by the simplicity of Yahweh's truth, that it may be a strength to you tonight. And that word is consider. Considering. Hallelujah. You know, we're the kind of people that don't mind others thinking about us or being considerate or doing things for us, moving something out of the way, or just being mindful of us. But how many times do we think of being mindful of others?
Hallelujah.
You know, we have a selfish mentality in this generation today. And not only do we see it throughout the world, but we find it in the house of Yah. And it should not be. We are all one another's keepers. And we should be considerate of each and every one of us in this house today. But not only here, but those that are scattered abroad, saints. There are saints that are enduring things or in situations that are trying. Trying situations, saints. And do we ever take the time to consider, to pray, to lift those up? Those that you don't know of, you don't know their names, but yet they're still the house of Israel. Hallelujah. And I want to deal with that tonight, saints. And there's three things that we allow in these fleshly bodies to blur our vision for being considerate. One is that we're a lazy people. Hallelujah. When you consider someone, it takes time. And it takes an effort and an energy from yourself to consider one. To take the time to do something for someone or to even pray for someone, saints. Hallelujah. Being lazy. Another thing is we allow our lusts and what we want and our greeds to blind our eyes and to cover the consideration that should be in the house of Yahweh. Don't you know that Yahweh considered us, saints? Hallelujah. Don't you know He is mindful? What is man? Hallelujah. That you, Yahweh, are mindful, that you consider, that you take the time, hallelujah, to deal with a fleshly creature made of the dust of the old land, of the earth. But yet He takes time for us, saints. So ought we take time for one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about Yahshua. Shouldn't we consider Him that has suffered such contradictions of sinners? Hallelujah. We should take time, saints, to think it. And when you do that, there's a power. Hallelujah. There's an understanding. And there's also a foresight and a judgment, hallelujah, through the Ruach of Yah that is strengthened. Hallelujah. That we can walk closer with Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Consider. Hallelujah. I want to begin. Hallelujah. And Tehillim, Psalms. Chapter 41, verse 1. Hallelujah. Todiah. I pray it's been inspiration to you, saints. I'm not going to be before you long. But I pray that in this time that y'all will just open your lips, saints, and consider. Hallelujah. Considering is more than just one. Also, just doing something for someone. So being considerate is having a foresight and a knowledge about things that are to come. Hallelujah. Scripture talks about a wise man understanding both time and judgment. Why? Because he's able to consider. He's able to judge. He's able to see and force and have a foresight. Hallelujah. On the things that are to come. Hallelujah. But I want to begin here. Hallelujah. And it says, blessed. Hallelujah. But what is the blessings of Yah? What is it when you're blessed? Is it the physical things that we receive in this life? Is it these things that are temporal that fade away? Hallelujah. That's not the blessing of Yah. You know what the true blessing of Yah is? It's having the shalom and having a peace. And there being a joyfulness that comes from the bosom. Hallelujah. If I can say a happiness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's what this word in this scripture is meaning. Yes. Being blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's more than just having the clothes that are on your back tonight. Shoes on your feet. Or food to eat. Hallelujah. It's more than just that thing. Blessed is he that what? That considers. In Hebrew is raha. That considers. That looks towards others, that you're able to see things. Raha. Considers the poor. How often, saints, do we consider the poor? Are we poor in here? Hallelujah. And I'm talking about in possession of things. Hallelujah. We know that we know that Yah looks on the poor. Hallelujah. He considers them. Hallelujah. Even the house of Israel. For he sees the sparrows and he provides for them. How much more will he provide for the house of Israel, for you, and for others? He considers things. Blessed is he that considers the poor, the one that is weak. Hallelujah. If I could say the one that is the least amongst you. Scripture said that you are blessed when you consider. Hallelujah. Considers the poor. And it says here, Yahweh will deliver him in time of trouble. Well, who's the him?
Okay.
Hallelujah. Who's the him? Now, let me just break this down, saints. Blessed is he that considers. He. That is singular.
Mm-hmm.
One person. You.
Yes.
Me. Okay?
Yes.
Blessed is he that considers the poor. The poor. And here, the poor has been in a plural sense more than one. All right? Blessed is he that considers the poor. Yahweh will deliver him.
Yeah.
Now, him is talking about a specific person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And him, when you say him, you're talking about just one person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's singular. So who is he talking about here? Yahweh will deliver who? Who's the him?
Yeah.
Well, the him is the one that considers.
That's
who Yahweh will bless. That's who Yahweh will make, if I could say, happy. Hallelujah. You will be joyful. Hallelujah. When you find yourself, hallelujah, in bitterness, when there's not the gleam of Yah set on your face, I tell you what it is. It's because you're not considered. Hallelujah. You allow the cares, which we should have no cares in this life, saints. The only thing we should care about is what the Abba says. Hallelujah. What the Abba wants us to do. When we wake up, we should say, Yahweh, what would you have me to do, Yah? I would do that to the fullness of my ability as unto you, Yahweh. Do we say that when we arise, saints? Hallelujah. Do we consider that? Hallelujah. Help me on that one, y'all. I need it, y'all. Hallelujah. Considers the poor. Y'all will deliver him, the one that considers in time of trouble. Y'all will deliver him. He will deliver you. If you would just consider those that are poor. Poor Dickie Horn, yes. In other words, all I'm asking for you tonight, saints, and you just think about the one that you don't consider.
Yes.
The one you think the least of.
Yes.
You just think about that, saints.
Right.
Hallelujah. If you would take the time and stop being so selfish about what you want, what you desire.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The time that you need to take for yourself.
Yes.
And you take out of that and you give that to other saints. Don't you know that? That is part of the work of the house of Israel.
Come on, my brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have widows among us. We have those that are sick. Hallelujah. Those that need prayer. Those that need attending to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the job amongst the house of Israel, is for us to consider. And scripture says that Yahweh will bless such a one. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 2. Hallelujah. It says Yahweh will preserve him. Hallelujah. Who? The one that considers. Yahweh will preserve him and keep him alive. Hallelujah. The life of Yahweh. Yahweh will keep that thing bubbling up in you. You won't be walking around dragging your feet. Woe is me. What you mean, woe is me? What are you enduring? What are you going through? If you would just consider and think, it's nothing compared to the house of Israel. It's more than just the house of Israel that is here in this room, that is here in this state, or even here in the U.S. But they're scattered saints. Hallelujah. They're those that are cold saints. Hallelujah. Those that are hungry. And yet they're still the house of Israel. Hallelujah. Consider those. Hallelujah. And pray for those. Hallelujah. Yahweh will continue to give them strength, saints. Hallelujah. And not only that, you should pray for those that are leaders in the assembly. Hallelujah. That watch over you. Hallelujah. I will get to one definition of consider. It's a variation. It depends on how it's used in Scripture, saints. But I found in my study that it also talks about those that shepherd, the leaders, those that are over the head, that watch over. It can't be a selfish man. It can't be a selfish person. Hallelujah. It has to be one that has the love of Yah. And that's one of consideration, saints. Hallelujah. Told Yah. Keep him alive. Hallelujah. And he shall be blessed upon the Olim, upon the earth. He will be blessed. And it says, and you will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Hallelujah. What is it saying there, Deacon Horn? Well, who has the power to deliver saints? Hallelujah. Who brought you out of darkness? Hallelujah. When you were the wretch of the earth, who brought you out of darkness? Who had that power to deliver you? Hallelujah. It was Yah. Hallelujah. He has that same power to bring you into bondage. Hallelujah. Look at Israel. Hallelujah. Prime example. Okay, let's move on to verse 3. Hallelujah. It says, and Yahweh will strengthen him upon the bed of languish. When you find yourself weak, sick, when you're on your bed. Hallelujah. Yahweh will strengthen you. Hallelujah. And not only those, and that's why I thank y'all about being in a place like that, that there'll be others to strengthen you also. Hallelujah. Stop being so selfish minded in the house, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, you will make all his bed in his sickness, or comfort him, or keep him. That's what Yah will do to that one that is considered. He will comfort you. When you come to your last days, hallelujah, there will be a comfort there. Why? Because you have been considered. Hallelujah. You understand the position. You understood the position of others when they was in their bed of sickness, in their last days. Hallelujah. It's an essential thing in the house of Yah for us to be considered. If you think about a chain, you know, a chain is only as strong as the weakest link. And there's so many links, hallelujah, in this walk with Yahshua HaMashiach that we must strengthen saints. Hallelujah. And there's weak links, saints. And this is one of them that I have found. Even in myself, as we think about being considered of others, considering Yah. Hallelujah. Considering Yahshua and what he went through. Hallelujah. You think he would have been able to endure what he endured, being selfish, thinking about himself? Hallelujah. Did he not come to do the will of his Abba? Don't you think it went through his mind to be considerate of what Yah had commanded him as his responsibility? Hallelujah. He was considerate. Hallelujah. Yah considered in his foreknowledge he had chosen us, the house of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he sent Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful, saints? And he considered us. Hallelujah. Knowing that we needed a Savior. Hallelujah. He sent us salvation. in Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. I bless Yahweh for that. Being considerate of me, y'all. Who am I? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm nothing before Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. But yet, he has considered us saints. Hallelujah. So must we consider one another. Hallelujah. Let's go to Mishle. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Todiah. And it says, when the scorner is punished, the scripture said, the simple is made wise. Okay? And it says, and when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge.
Yes, yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. That's all right.
Let's go to verse 12. It says, the righteous man wisely what? Considers. He sakar. Hallelujah. Yes. That's what it means here in this scripture, being considerate. Sakar. What is sakar? To be prudent. Hallelujah. To be circumspectly and being wise, but not only one that's being wise, but understanding. Hallelujah. Shouldn't we be also wise? Hallelujah. Understanding. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yahweh is. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, y'all. And we just consider what is the will of Yah for us today, sir? Hallelujah. Not too long ago, I spoke about what the will of Yah, what man's place is on here on the old land. What is his responsibility? And that is to fear Yah. Hallelujah. And to obey all of his commandments. We should consider that, saints. Well, considering, we're mindful of that. Hallelujah. The word consider is a simple word, but it expressed so a broad sense. Hallelujah. Let me move on. Hallelujah. It says, but Yahweh overthrows the wicked for their wickedness. Verse 13. Whoso stops his ears at the cry of the poor. It says, he also himself. Hallelujah. It says, he also shall call himself. And when it's time for him to call for help. Hallelujah. But it says, but shall not be heard. Hallelujah. See, when you find yourself not considering others, when it comes time for you to be considered, time for you to be helped, hallelujah, then that judgment, it also falls in judgment, even considering how you have judged such a one. Hallelujah. That will fall on you also. If you don't handle that righteously, saints, if you don't consider that, if you don't consider those. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Proverbs. Hallelujah. Proverbs 6, chapter 6, and verse 6. Hallelujah. See, we find ourselves a lot of times, saints, in this selfish mindset.
Yes, it is.
Where we allow what we desire and what we want. And I'm speaking also to the young men here.
Yes.
Those of you that are single.
Yes.
The older ones.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Everyone.
Because, see, when you allow the things of this life to blind your eyes, you will find yourself becoming selfish.
Yeah. On,
you will find yourself wanting and waxing wanting before Yahweh.
Yes.
And that will blind your eyes, saints, where you will detour from walking this straight path, this straight and narrow path. Hallelujah. And what's a sure sign of that? Is that you will find yourself not considering others. You'll find yourself alone with just yourself. And see, and when you do that, see, you let your guard down, and then the enemy can talk to your mind. He can eject here, just like he did with Eve in the garden. He starts speaking things to your left. Hallelujah. See, and that's a wicked state for you to even fall that far, whereby the things of Yahweh doesn't concern you anymore.
Yes.
Whereby those in the house of Yah don't concern you no more. But you alter yourself and confine in a nutshell, saints. That's wrong. That's wrong. You need to break out of that tonight, saints. Hallelujah. You need to break out of that. You need to allow the word of Yah to purge you. This fire, this sword to cut and to burn you, saints. Hallelujah. That you not fall in that state. Because that it's a dangerous state. You see those in the world that fall into seclusion by themselves. They allow the enemy speaks to the mind. I mean, even to a point where they commit suicide or commit gruesome acts. Hallelujah. If you don't watch yourself, you'll fall in the same steps. Hallelujah. You'll find iniquity in your lip. And Scripture said that iniquity will be a stumbling block. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many times have we tripped? Help me, y'all. Many times I've tripped. Hallelujah. But one thing, when I do something wrong, I always look back. If I can use for an example. See, even Scriptures even talk about, in the Apocrypha, about considering the conversations of the elders. Hallelujah. When there's one that is speaking, you consider their conversation and you don't speak. You don't speak out of turn. Hallelujah. You don't force your opinion. Hallelujah. You wait till the speaker is finished. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, if you would just listen to what the man of Yah has to say, what the elder has to say, what the mother has to say, there would be no need for you to say anything. Hallelujah. If you would just listen and hear. Let me read that. I've got it right here. I was going to wait until I finish, but since I'm talking, I'm going to go ahead and read it. Hallelujah. Because I found myself falling there, saints, and not catching myself and not considering myself and one's conversation. Hallelujah. Bless you, y'all. Hallelujah. We should consider when one is conversation, especially the elder saints. And the last time I found myself doing that, and I dropped my head, not because I was being reproved, but because I let down my guard and I wasn't being considered. Hallelujah. Because I didn't consider the end of the conversation. See, and we find ourselves, especially young men, hallelujah, and all of us, we find ourselves not considering the end of one's conversation. Hallelujah. You should consider one. And what is considering? Listening? Taking heed to? Hallelujah. Being perceptive? Hallelujah. When you find yourself not being perceptive, you'll miss out on what the speaker is saying. And I'm saying that for the strength of the house of Israel, sons, because we must consider those that are in authority. Why? Because they have a great responsibility. See, and we are here not only to be shepherd, but to be help unto the men of Yah, and to the speakers of Yah, the elders. Hallelujah. See, it should be, saints, to the point where the men of Yah can take time, hallelujah, to just work on those things in the house of Yah, especially when it comes to writings or preaching or bringing the word, that it may perfect us. Each of us as men here has responsibilities. Each of us as women here has responsibilities. And we should fulfill those responsibilities to the T without any excuse. Us as being elders in here, deacons, men, we should be able to see and consider and understand what is taking place. Hallelujah. We have to, saints, and it's important. The weight shouldn't be pressed all on one man. It should be evenly distributed. And what you will find is things running so much smoother, things getting done so much faster. I see it in work groups. Hallelujah. You see people that are not organized. Hallelujah. And I found that even in this little business, if you're not organized, if one not taking care of the responsibility or not considering his responsibility in a matter, if he slacks, it causes everything to slow down in the slack. Hallelujah. If he's not watching, it opens the gap. It opens the chain that the enemy, or if I can say that, an accident may come in, saints. So we need to cleanse, we need our eyes, hallelujah, with the eyesalves of Yah. That we may see things, that we may consider, that we may understand. It's important things in the house of Yah. Hallelujah. See, and we won't find so much of restraint. See, My lev, I have a considering lev, and I can say that because my lev is there. You understand what I'm saying, saints? It's here. It's with the people of Yah. I want to share this. And I told Brother Josh Martin, and I believe Brother Richard had come to get a few tools when I was sitting down. And I was just walking through the path late one night. I don't know if I was, I think I was coming from the tabernacle or from the other side working on the vehicle or something. And I seen Pastor in his office. And he's got the tent there, but you know at night when it has louder, you can see into the room a little bit. Yeah. And he was just, you know, and I've seen Pastor study. He showed me how he studied, and it's a real intense thing. And I'm just seeing him sitting there as I'm walking. I'm like, yeah. I wish I had that kind of perseverance, and that kind of will that I can just sit there and just close everything out and just seek your truth, yeah. To dig into the depths of your word, Yahweh. I want that. Even though there's things that I know that I'm shallow in, things I need to pull up, but yet still, I see the man of Yah sitting there, and there was a consideration. And in that, my heart was soft, because when I see the pastor, I understand, you know, in my simple way, the responsibility that is on the man of Yah. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that I'm feeling pity, Or I'm feeling pity for the man of Yah, but I don't want to be one that is a hindrance to the word, saints. Yeah. I want to be one that strengthens the word. Yeah. Hallelujah. And that's the way it should be. We should have that same love, saints. Yeah. You should not be one that is a hindrance. No. Hallelujah. One that makes this makes things a little harder. Say just the truth. Yeah. Hallelujah. You can make things easier. Yeah. Hallelujah. You can make things more simpler. If you just take time and consider. Stop being so selfish about what you want, what you like to have. Stop being so selfish about your family, the ones that are not in the word of Yah, the ones that are not striving. It's a shame that we can think about those, hallelujah, and consider those, and our heart go out to those. But when it comes to the house of Yah, there's no consideration. Hallelujah. There's no fault for the responsibilities of others and how I can be a help and an assistance. Yes. See, but we find ourselves waxing wanting before Yah. Right. Hallelujah. That our eyes are blinded. Yes. That we can't just step back. Forget about me and what I want, and let me consider. Let me help this one. Yes. This mother. Let me help this brother. Hallelujah. Let me just do this responsibility, because I know it needs to be done. That'll be a lot of responsibility on the rest. Hallelujah. That's how it should be, saints. From the youngest of you to the oldest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how it should be, saints. That's how it should be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We shouldn't be a selfish people, saints. Hallelujah. We need to get on our knees. And we need to seek Yah. Hallelujah. That he will break that thing, that yoke. Scripture says that his yoke is easy. And his burdens are light. When you let selfishness overcome you, and you enclose yourself in a cage and shut out everybody else, that is a heavy yoke. And that is not the yoke that Yah put upon you. But you put that yoke on yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's a sad thing. Hallelujah. It's a wicked thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me move on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Initially, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. And I'm going to deal with this lethargism. Us being slowful. Us being lazy. Hallelujah. Us not considering. Hallelujah. The task that is set before us. See, and if you just take time and just look at this simple, I'm going to talk about the ants here, and we've heard this, hallelujah, but I want you to really listen, hallelujah. This is how we should be in the house of Yah, saints. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard, and it says, and consider Rahah her ways, hallelujah. It says, and be wise. See, if you consider, hallelujah, you will find wisdom there.
Sure you will.
And not only will there be wisdom, but there will be an understanding there. Hallelujah.
Right,
let me me read that again. I want you to grasp this, saints. It says, go to the ant. Just do that sometime. Yes. Hallelujah. I know it's probably just too late a little now, but when it gets a little warm, you still come out of their places. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. They may slow down when it get cold. Yes. Hallelujah. But deep down, they're still working. Yes. They might not come to the surface, but they're still busy. Yes, they're preparing for this winter that is approaching. Yes. Hallelujah. They're preparing for the summer also. Yes. Hallelujah. The queen is busy in her nest, laying her eggs. Hallelujah. The ants are attending to the larvae, putting them in their places that they may mature. Hallelujah. They just think about the house of Yah in this aspect. Hallelujah. You might not see them, but they're still working. Hallelujah. They're busy. There's no time for a lost thought. They understand what is taking. They have a foresight of what's going on. Hallelujah. Go to the ant, you sugger. It says, consider her ways and be wise. Verse 7. It says, which having no guide or anyone telling it what to do. They know instinctively what to do. Hallelujah. We should be like that, saint. We should know instinctively, having the Ruach HaKodesh, we should know instinctively what to do. Hallelujah. Because those that are led by the Ruach are the sons of Yah. And we should be led, saints, by the Ruach. Instinctively. Hallelujah. Having no guide or overseer. Nobody over them. Making sure that this is getting done. Making sure that is getting done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or ruler. They don't need a ruler. They don't need one over them with a whip. Or either someone making them do something or threatening them. If this isn't done, this is what you're going to get. There's a just recompense if you don't do that. They don't need that. They know instinctively what to do. Hallelujah.
Sure they do, yes.
It says, provide her meat in the summer. Mm-hmm. See, they understand that the summertime when it's warm, it's time to store. It's time to bring in the things into the storehouse. We should be bringing the things, the spiritual things, into the storehouse of Yah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Meat in the summer and gathers food in the harvest.
Yeah.
And we've experienced that here in this set when it's time to harvest. Everyone pitches in a hand. Hallelujah. And we harvest, we bring in the fruits of our labor. That's what we should be doing. That time's past. That's what we should have done, saints. We should have been bringing in the fruits of our labor. What have we, during the summertime, what seeds have we planted in our lives, saints? Hallelujah. What things have spring forth? Have rebellion sprung forth? You tell me you're going to gather the fruits of that? And bring it to the storehouse of Yah. It's not accepted.
No, it's not.
Hallelujah. The seed of lethargicism, being lazy, you sow that and it comes out. We're going to bring that into the house of Yah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're murmuring, you're complaining. Don't you know when you do those kind of things, there are seeds being sown?
Come on, they are.
Those things come up. Is that what you're gathering? Is that what you have gathered?
And
your lab, is that what you have stored?
Right.
Hallelujah. It should not be saints. Well, the seed that we should be planting is that same seed that Yahshua planted, only the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Plant it in our lives that it may produce the fruits. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, and this is what the ants have done. They have already harvested. They're bringing in the things. Yes. The things already been stored that it may, hallelujah, bring them through the wintertime. Don't you know that we had to go through preparations here, getting ready for the winter?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Are we truly ready for the winter? And I'm using that in the spiritual sense. Are we truly ready for the battle that's up ahead, for the famine?
Yes.
Don't you know wintertime is a time of famine, saints? That's what winter is.
Yes.
See, and when you find yourself not preparing, that's being lazy.
Yes.
That's why the scripture starts off saying, to take heed, consider the ant you slug.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Consider her ways. Let me go on. Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
It says, provides her meat in the summer, and gathers her food in the harvest.
Yes.
And it says, it asks the question, how long will you sleep? How long will we slumber, saints?
Yes.
How long will we not consider? How long will we not see the responsibilities? See, we've been here long enough, saints, that we should understand that there should be foresight. Hallelujah. Year by year, there's always a process. And there's always, if I could say, a plan to go by. We see it year for year. And we should improve year for year. Day by day. Minute by minute. I think about when Pastor Mason State me said he don't regress, but he steps forward and looks to that man that he had left just a minute ago. And he finds himself being a better man. Hallelujah. In the Ruah. It should be the same with us, saints. Hallelujah. We should look back in the summertime and say, y'all, I see an improvement. Hallelujah. I see an improvement. I thank you, Yahweh, that I'm not the same that I was, that I have progressed. Hallelujah. But when you don't find yourself progressing, hallelujah, it's because you don't consider saints. You don't consider the word of Yahweh. You have not considered your brother that is going through the trials and tribulations that you have not even come by. We're not suffering here, but there are those that are suffering, saints. Hallelujah. And it's wrong for you to lower your head and walk around with your arms dragging the ground like you've been done wrong and you're lacking something. Hallelujah. That's a selfishness. Hallelujah. I think about the little gathering that we had, not because of this festivity, this Thanksgiving stuff. We're not in that, but I just thank y'all that the brothers were able to come. You know, we was able to fellowship. You know, had time off of work. And then, I've heard talking, I've seen the sister just preparing, you know, gifts, you know, for one another. Hallelujah. And I thought to myself, you know, that's a tough thing, you know, to break out and seek the affair of someone else rather than yourself. And then you bring a gift or offering. That's all you've done. It's not the fact that you spent so much on the thing. Hallelujah. But even when you give somebody something, you want to give them your best. You really do, say. You don't give them garbage.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You consider that one. How would I want to give if I was to receive something? And I believe that's a beautiful thing. And I encourage all of us to do that. Not only just giving things physically, but giving our time and our labor to one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Told y'all. And everybody should have participated in that. You know, beautiful occasion. We're all one. We should all move as one. There shouldn't be anybody that preserved himself for that kind of occasion. All of you should just come together. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing, saint. It really is. Hallelujah. It's when you consider one. Hallelujah. Told y'all. Hallelujah. I bless you, Yahweh. It's been a strength to your people, Yahweh. It's been a strength to my life. Hallelujah. Because I want to pull up, saints. A lot of time I find myself falling. I look back. And if I could use that term, I'm not going to say I could kick myself in the behind. Hallelujah. But see, I want to find myself, when I come around again to that I can catch that I can consider that I have foresight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So do y'all. And it says in verse 10, yet a little sleep, not much, a little sleep, a little slumber. It's saying a little, not a lot. It just takes a little. And a little. And again, three times a little. Now, it don't take much, saint. It don't take much for you to veer off this road of y'all. Just a split second. Bam. That's all it takes. Sometimes if you're traveling the highways, I experience it, even when you have this GPS. If you don't catch it, that split second, you make your turn. Hallelujah. A little folding of the hands to sleep. And it says, so shall your poverty come. And we find ourselves in poverty. Come as one that travails.
Yes.
And your want as an armed man.
My.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because we don't consider saints. Yeah. Just consider. Just take the time to consider one saint. Someone else. Not just yourself. Hallelujah. But others. Let's go to Samuel. Hallelujah. Todiah. Chapter 13, verse 8. Hallelujah. And we know when, hallelujah, in Samuel, when Saul disobeyed the word of Yah. Hallelujah. He didn't wait out the time that was appointed. See, he allowed the things that was around him, the things that happened, was happening around him. You see others run, those that are hiding. Hallelujah. Because you got to understand, this was a time of war that was going on in here. See, and all he had to do was just do what the man of Yah said. Hallelujah. And Yah would have brought deliverance. See, and it wasn't that Samuel was 2 or 3 days off. He was coming that day. And then right after, as I read, as he made that burnt offering, that was foolish before the eyes of Yah, it wasn't, but that, all of a sudden, he appears. Hallelujah. It only takes a split second, saint. You get your eyes off the things of Yah and watch the enemy come in and take you. Hallelujah. Let me read. Chapter 13 of Samuel, verse 8. And he tarried 7 days, according to the time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. See, the people were scattered. They was fearful. And here Saul, you know, seeing those things, he allowed his vision to be blurred. He allowed the commandments of Yah to be put to the side. Yes. Hallelujah. See, you allow a blurred vision, saints, when you're not considered. Where you don't take heed, and that's also a part of considering, yes, to the word of Yah and the commandments of Yahweh.
Yes. Yes,
hallelujah. And the people were scattered from him. And it says in verse 9, it says, and Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me. A solemn offering. And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the burnt offering, as soon as everything was said and done and it was finished, behold, who came? Samuel. My. Samuel came. And Samuel went out, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. Verse 11. And Samuel said, what have you done? And Saul said, because I saw, now from the beginning when he gave, when the instruction of Yah was given to him, he didn't consider, he didn't hear. He didn't hear the conclusion. He was probably butting in. Okay, yeah, all right, let's get on, okay. Yeah. But see, when he was hearing that instruction, for some reason he did not hear. Yeah. He wasn't being considerate to the conversation of Samuel, okay? And he said, and this is his excuse, because I saw the people were scattered from me, and that you came not within the days appointed. And that the Philistines gathered themselves together out at matchmakers. Verse 12. And therefore, said I, the Philistines will come down upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to Yahweh. So he says this. He said, I forced myself, therefore. And he says, and offered a burnt offering. See, he forced himself. He forced himself. See, he forced himself to do that was not right. Hallelujah. And see, when you're not considered, you find yourself forcing yourself deliberately. You're going to disobey Yah because of what you see in your vision of the blood. You see this happening and that happening. Hallelujah. And because it's all about you. He wants to, you know, be the hero. Hallelujah. It's all about you. And because you don't consider Yah, hallelujah, you find yourself disobeying. And disobeying, you know, forcefully. Hallelujah.
That's what he did.
It said he forced himself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. You've done a foolish thing. You've done a wicked thing. It's been perverse what you did. It said, you have not kept the commandment of Yahweh, your Abba, which he had commanded you.
Yes.
He said, for now will Yahweh have established your kingdom upon Israel forever.
Yes.
He said, look what you have done. Because you didn't consider my conversation that I have instructed you. He said, Yahweh would have saved, you know, save his people. He was going to do what he said he was going to do. See, because he allowed his sights just for a split second. Hallelujah. He allowed himself to sin against Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we understand what happened after that, saint. So I'm going to move on. Hallelujah. And there's another person, another king, David. Hallelujah. That allowed his eyes to be blurred, his vision to be blurred, because he didn't consider. He wasn't visual of the foresight. Hallelujah. He wasn't in the place that he should have been at this time. Because at this time I'm about to read is the time when the kings went forth to battle. See, and he stayed back. See, the king is supposed to be in the forefront. Hallelujah. He leads his army. But here we find him sitting back. Hallelujah. And not fulfilling the responsibility he's supposed to fulfill. Hallelujah. See, and he finds himself doing things that he should not have. Hallelujah. Let's get into that. Hallelujah. I bless you, Yahweh, for all things. All things, Yahweh. Hallelujah. The things you have done in my life, Yahweh. Hallelujah. I look back and consider, Yahweh, where I would be. Hallelujah. Where would you be tonight, saints? Hallelujah. If it wasn't for the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you, Yah. Hallelujah. You work all things tough. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 11, verse 1, I'm going to begin reading. Hallelujah. And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab, and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon, hallelujah, and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. See, at this time, he still tarried. He stayed back. Yes. And it says here that it came to pass in an evening tide that David arose from his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Now look what happened. See, because he didn't go out. He wasn't in the place where he should have been. He should have been out there battling, being a strength to the men. Hallelujah. But here he finds himself laid back. Hallelujah. He walked upon the housetop and look what he beheld. Hallelujah. And it says, let me finish reading in verse 2. And it came to pass in the evening tide that David arose off his bed, and he walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And it says, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Verse 3. And David sent and inquired after the woman. Is this a time where his mind should be where it's going to his saints at this time of battle, where there's soldiers out there in the field? If anything, he should have been praying. If anything, hallelujah. If he's not going to be out there in the battlefield with them, he should have been doing something other than just walking around, you know, upon the king's, you know, upon this roof. It says here, and David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said that, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah, the Hittite? See, he had inquired of her. Hallelujah. Let's go to chapter. I'm going to skip down. Hallelujah. Let's go to chapter 12. Hallelujah. As I move on. Verse 1. Hallelujah. See, he should have been in battle. That's where he should have been. And it says in 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 1. I'm going to continue. It says, and Yahweh, after we understand the action, what happened, saints. I don't have to go through that. We understand what went on. And Yahweh sent Nathan to David. See, after this thing was climatic, he has sinned. He done that which was not pleasing. It was a stench before the eyes of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Took another man's wife. And then the man died on the battlefield. And then it was a planned death, saints. My. Come on. Hallelujah. verse 1. And Yahweh sent Nathan to David. And he said to him, there were two men in one city. The one rich. Now look at this. I'm going to tie this in. One rich and the other poor. Isn't that something? He come with an example and was going to show the king, you know, this example between this rich man and this poor man. Why? Because David did not consider what he had done or what he was about to do. See, he allowed his vision to be blurred. Hallelujah. Because he was not in the place where he should have been. See, because he did not consider that this is the time where he should have been out in the battlefield. And us here, saints, it's a time that we should be out in the battlefield. Hallelujah. We should have our war garments on. Hallelujah. We should be ready and looking and watching and having foresight for the enemy. Hallelujah. But see, when you find yourself getting lazy and getting relaxed, as David did, see, your vision become blurred. See, and then it starts being all about you, what you want. See, and then you miss the blessing. See, what blessing would have been if he would have just done what he had supposed to do and was out there in battle?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But see, look what occurred. Hallelujah. Because he was not watchful. He didn't consider. Hallelujah. Let me read on. And verse 2. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Was this not true in David's case? Didn't he have much in his possession? Hallelujah. Well, what gives him the right to do what he did?
Yeah.
To take. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He didn't consider,
see,
that one that was out in the battlefield fulfilling his responsibility.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He could have been a strength to that one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Verse 3.
Yes.
But the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb. That's all he had. That's what it says. But the poor man had nothing. Hallelujah. He had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew together with him and with his children. It did eat, hallelujah, of his own meat, and drank of its own cup, and lay in his bosom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it was to him as a daughter. Now look at this, you know, this situation here. They brought this lamb up, it ate with them, drank with them, as it was, if I could say, part of the family. Hallelujah. See, it's showing, you know, the relationship, the closeness in the example here, saints. We're going to read on. It says, and there came a traveler, and it came a traveler to the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock, and that's something, and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. Oh man, wasn't that wrong? Wasn't that an egregious thing? Hallelujah. Look what he did. And look what happens. It says, and his anger was greatly kindled against the man.
Yes, yes.
Something. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. See, this whole time, this prophet, was telling this story. See, he didn't consider his own ways. He was blinded. He didn't consider what he had just did.
Yes.
That he is talking about him here.
Oh,
hallelujah. Right. See, it's something. And I've experienced this. And it's something when someone tried to show you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But yet, if there was somebody that did what you did, you would be angry at them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because we don't consider our own ways. See, the scripture says that we should consider our own ways.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The path that we take.
Yes.
Consider your ways. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Help me out. I bless you, Yahweh. And it says, and David's anger was kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as Yahweh lives,
my.
That name alone was powerful.
Yeah.
See, he's about to make a decree here.
Yes.
And he says, as Yahweh lives, The man that has done this thing shall surely die. Hallelujah. And he shall restore shalom for the lamb fourfold because he had did this thing and because he had had no pity. Didn't he have pity? See, look what judgment that he was bestowed upon this man that had did such a thing. A rich man had much, but yet he took of a poor man's, so something that was close to him. Hallelujah. And then he prepared that for a traveler.
Yes.
And he said he's going to restore fourfold because he had done this thing and had no pity. And listen to this. And Nathan said to David, you know what? He looked down and says, you king are the man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's me,
you are the one.
Yes.
That has not considered the poor man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That one that is lowly, the meek among you. The one that did not have much.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Consider tonight, saint. That's all I'm trying to bring forth in this message. Hallelujah. Consider saints. We should consider those. Others.
Yes.
Not ourselves,
yes.
But others.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it said to David, you are the man. And he said, thus Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel, he said, I had anointed you king over Israel, and I had delivered you out of the land of Saul. See, he allowed his vision to be blurred.
Mm-hmm.
See, and look what happened.
Sure.
Hallelujah. I've experienced that.
Yes, we all.
I've allowed my vision to be blurred, and then thrust myself into a situation where I should not be. And then brought forth something that was not savory before y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, what's going to happen? What happened, Deacon Horn? Well, the next time I was facing that situation, saints, because I considered my ways, hallelujah, I was able to catch that. When you consider your ways, you can be able to catch that. You won't continue to stumble over the same stumbling block, the same iniquity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's stop being shells. Let's stop being so much to ourselves. Hallelujah. You shouldn't find yourself by yourself in some dark place moping. Woe is me, y'all. I didn't get what I wanted when I wanted it. Hallelujah. Consider someone else. Lower state. Hallelujah. I bless you, Abba. Let me read on. Verse 8. And he said, I had gave you your master's house and your master's wives unto your bosom, and gave you the house of Israel, of Yehuda. And I have, and if it's been little, and if it had been too little, he said, I moreover, have given to you such and such things. In other words, what y'all saying, I would have given you more. I mean, you don't go that route. If that wasn't enough, I would have given you more. It says, wherefore you have despised the commandment of Yahweh to do evil in his sight. He said, you have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and has taken his wife to be your wife, and has slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Verse 10. He says, now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house. And if we read on in Samuel, we will see how the sword didn't depart from David's house. Because you have despised me and has taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. So we find ourselves sometimes despising, hallelujah, the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Because we don't want to be considered. We don't want to consider our own ways, consider ourselves and what we have done. Hallelujah. Unless you be considerate, saints, you will never see yourself. You will never see yourself. You would think you never do anything wrong. Somebody can reprove you and go on one way and out the other. Hallelujah. Because you're not considerate. Let me move on. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go back to 1 Samuel 12, 21. Hallelujah. It says here, and turn you not aside, for then shall you go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain.
Yes,
see, the things when you're in this state of mind where you're not consistent, when you're selfish, see, you will start going after things that doesn't profit. Mm-hmm. Things that doesn't strengthen you, it doesn't strengthen the house of Yahweh. And it says, Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it had pleased Yahweh to make you his people. Mm-hmm. See, and if you just read up a few verses above what I'm reading now, you'll find out that this people, they desired a king before them. Instead of just allowing Almighty Yahweh to be their king.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They wanted Saul as their king. Hallelujah. Well, because they, you know, didn't consider, they turned aside, they didn't want more from Yahweh. They wanted a king because they looked around and see other nations had kings and rulers. Well, they wanted a king also. So Yahweh just gave them what they wanted. Hallelujah. And then they found that it wasn't the best thing. It really wasn't. Hallelujah. See, and now... the prophet has come, and he's going to correct this. He's judging the house, and he's saying that Yahweh's not going to forsake you for what you did, but just, following his instruction, what he had commanded. You'll see as I read. For Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased Yahweh to make it his people. He said, moreover, as for me, Yahweh forbid that I should sin against him, Yahweh, ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the tough and the right way.
Mm-hmm.
He says this. He says, only fear Yahweh.
Yes.
That's a commandment. Yes. And serve him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In truth.
Yes.
With your left.
Yes. Yes.
He said, for consider, O Raha, how great a things that he has done for you.
Yes.
Just look back and consider what he has done for us, saints.
Yes.
Brought us out of Egypt. Out of these places of bondage. In the bondage of your mind. Hallelujah. The bondage of oppression and suppression, saints. He delivered us from that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He don't deliver us out of things, saints, for us to go back in them. Hallelujah. So be watchful. Be vigilant. Consider. Have foresight. See. Understand. Hallelujah. What the will of Yahweh is. And continue to walk therein, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you, Yahweh. Let me move on. I'll have a few more verses, saints. And I pray this message has been an inspiration. Because as I even embarked upon this, it was an inspiration to my life.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. To just consider. To be thoughtful. To understand my place here. And to walk in that to the fullest of my ability. Hallelujah. That I not be a hindrance.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But that I be a help.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Todiyah. God bless you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What do I want to be? Okay. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. I'll tell you what, let me read here. And then I'm going to bring this to a close. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Yah. And this is his commandment to us as the house of Israel as I close. He said, all the commandments, hallelujah. And this is dealing with what I just left from about wanting, hallelujah, when Yahweh has provided all that you need, when he is all that you need, hallelujah. He sent Yahshua, and that's enough,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That's enough. We should not be waxing wanting against Abba Yahweh.
Yeah.
It said, all the commandments which I command you, this day shall you observe and do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your Abbas. He said, and you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Abba led you forth these 40 years in the wilderness. Hallelujah. He said, this was to humble you and prove you and to know what was in your left, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Verse 3. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your avos know, that he might make you, that he might make you known that Adam, man, does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh does Adam live. He said, your raiment waxed not upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. He said, you shall also consider in your life that as a man chasteneth his son, so Yahweh your Abba has chastened you. Hallelujah. And that is true, saints. Hallelujah. Yahweh has brought us so far. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why would there be any thought of us turning aside where Yahweh has brought us just to fulfill the lust of our flesh? Because we have not considered, let down our guard. Hallelujah. Don't you see what he has provided for the, us, the house of Israel, even being here? Hallelujah. Clothing.
Hallelujah.
Food. Hallelujah. And abundance. Hallelujah. We're not lacking in any aspect. Hallelujah. We have seen, we have flourished here, saints. Hallelujah. And we will continue to flourish as we walk in this truth of Yah, as we all consider. So just take time, saints, and consider the one you may think least of, the poor one, your brother in Yah, your sister in Yah. Hallelujah. Consider. Hallelujah. Because Yah has considered us. Hallelujah. Did he not wake you up this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did he not raise you out of your bed? Hallelujah. You might have been a little sick in your body, but yet he gave you strength. Hallelujah. You might have had a little aching in your joints, but yet he still allowed you to move. Hallelujah. And look where we are. Hallelujah. And his bayah. Hallelujah. Because he has considered us saints. Hallelujah. Yahweh Barak, you saints. Hallelujah. Todiyah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba.
The chronicles of some years in the past, consider something that Evangelist Horn would preach. That mannerism, and I certainly Barak Yah for that. Very profound truth with straightforwardness, simplicity that deals with each of us. And I like that. If he does not chasten us, then we're not the seed of Israel. We have no true avat, we're bastards. And so correct me, Yah. Purge me. And strengthen me by the power of your truth. For what he spoke unto us tonight, that's what it's going to take for us to overcome. Nothing needs to be added to that loaf of bread. It's baked, it's thorough, and it has risen in my lab. No leaven, none whatsoever, just pure breads with the fatness of the oil and the riches of Almighty Yah. May Yah barak you all, may he strengthen you. I said to the sister that called me, I said, and she was going to join us in live service. I said, well, there will be a brother. Our deacon is going to preach tonight. And he always brings an excellent truth. And I bless Yah for that. We study, my brothers, to make sure that we emphasize the things that Yah, that he calls our love to ponder. That it may be a great strength unto Yisrael. That the word may flow from you with a great authority, with great wisdom and understanding. And it shall bless the whole house. May Yah bless you all. May he strengthen you all. May he touch you all. Let us stand to our feet. For we are blessed of Yah. We barak you, Yah, in all things. We do pray for those that are sick. And we barak you for that. Bless you for all things in Yahshua's name. Touch your people and strengthen them. They are do pray. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.